Chapter 20, Realigning with Your Vibration of Well-Being. As you've heard through the previous examples of desires and beliefs, if you're like most people, hearing this has caused an activation of many vibrations within you. You've probably felt your own personal agreement or disagreement with some of what you just read, for it's easy to lose sight of your true objective when you're listening through a list of subjects that may touch upon some of the specifics of your own life. But we want you to remember the important premise that we're putting forth here. It is necessary for the vibration of your desire and the vibration of your belief to match, for without that vibrational alignment, you are not in alignment. And as long as you're out of alignment, you cannot allow the well-being that you've been asking for to flow into your experience. As you listen through the previous examples, and at the end of this chapter, we encourage you to go back and listen to them again, you may have recognized that you agreed with the desires, or some of them, that we offered as examples, and that you also agreed with many of the first examples we offered of a belief that was incompatible with the stated desire. In other words, it's very common for a person to desire more money and believe there's simply not enough money. It's very common for a person to desire to lose unwanted body weight and believe that no diets work for them. It's very common for a person to desire a healthy body and to believe that there's no cure for this physical condition. Balancing vibrations between your desires and beliefs. The purpose of the examples we've offered has been to help you understand that it's your work to bring vibrational balance between your desires and your beliefs. If your body is, in this moment, healthy, or if right now you have all the money you can possibly spend, you could look at your current state of affairs and speak about them as they are without causing a vibrational mismatch between your desires and your beliefs. But if, on any subject, things are not the way you want them to be, you cannot continue to speak about them as they are without causing vibrational discord between your desire and your belief. And that vibrational discord will prevent you from realizing your desire. And remember, your emotions will, in the moment, indicate that vibrational imbalance. This is your ultimate balancing of energy. As you listen back through the examples of beliefs and desires that we've offered here, try to be aware of your feeling of discord between the stated desire and the first example of belief that we offered. And then notice if you feel relief as you hear the second example of belief, and then even more relief as you hear the third example. To begin experiencing wonderful improvement in your own life experience, on any subject that's important to you, you have only to understand and then deliberately improve upon the vibrational relationship between your desire and your belief. This is the ultimate balancing of energy. It's easy to get lost in the discussion of right or wrong or whether something's true or not. Many will argue, but this is what's happening, and I cannot deny that this is what's happening. They'll argue that there are many others who agree with them about this injustice or that inappropriate situation. But we want you to realize that your attention to those things, which activate within you opposing vibrations to your own desires, will prevent you from ever finding the improvement you're seeking. You cannot continue to encourage a vibrational activation within yourself that opposes your own intentions and ever hope to realize those intentions. You must first bring the vibration of your being into alignment.